This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Medical services are likely to be affected in Arunachal Pradesh along with the rest of the country as Indian Medical Association has announced a 24-hour nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services from 6 a.m. on Saturday to protest against the alleged rape and murder of a trainee woman doctor at R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata and subsequent vandalism at the facility. The medical body in a statement said that essential services will be maintained and casualty wards will remain operational. The IMS said that outpatient departments will not function and elective surgeries will not be conducted. Meanwhile, the IMA Arunachal Pradesh branch confirmed that it will join the nationwide protest on Saturday by a shutdown of all routine services including OPD, elective OT, cases and non-essential services in all government, private and NGO-run hospitals across the state. Indian Health Ministry has directed that the health of head of institution will be responsible for filling an institutional FIR within a maximum of 6 hours in case of violence against doctors. Director General of Health Services Atul Goyal has written a letter to the head of the central government, hospitals and medical colleges in this regard. The direction came in the wake of recent incident of murder of a doctor in Kolkata and protest by resident doctors over the issue. In his letter, he said that recently it has been observed that violence has become common against doctors and other healthcare staff in government hospitals. A number of health workers suffer physical violence during the course of their duty. Many are threatened or exposed to verbal aggression. The nation paid homage to former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his death anniversary today. A prayer meeting was organized at the Samadhi of Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadev Atal in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadev Atal this morning. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, among other prominent leaders, are paid tribute. Indian Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Sivraj Singh Chauhan inaugurated the National Pest Surveillance System in New Delhi on Thursday. Chauhan highlighted that through NPPS, the farmers will be able to know different types of insecticides and pesticides and save their crops from their harmful effect. On the occasion, Chauhan also interacted with many farmers who are the beneficiaries of the various schemes being implemented by the central government. Recently, the central government released 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and biofortified crop varieties. On the occasion of 78th Independence Day, the Arunachal Pradesh government on Thursday felicitated the Lakhpati Didis and provided seed money for self-help groups in a special function held at the Chief Minister's office. During the event, Chief Minister Pema Khandu handed over a cheque of Rs 42.5 lakhs as a startup capital for 5 community-managed training centres. Additionally, Rs 24 lakhs in seed capital was given for fisheries development to 100 SHG beneficiaries and another cheque of Rs 30 lakhs was allocated for beekeeping initiatives to 120 SHGs. A Lakhpati Didi is an SHG member who earns an annual income of Rs 1 lakh or more. Two police officers from Arunachal Pradesh have been awarded President's Police Medal on the occasion of 78th Independence Day. Deputy Superintendent of Police Make Bui was awarded the President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service, while Inspector Moti Chand Prasad was named for Police Medal for Meritorious Service. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has extended congratulations to Deputy SP Make Bui on being awarded the President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service. Bui began his career as sub-inspector, joining Arunachal Pradesh in 1986. Through dedication, hard work and skills, he rose to the rank of Deputy SP. Truly proud of him, Khandu said. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.